Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry.
Welcome back, Kim. We might be back here again in the BBG studio. This is exciting. Yet another episode. I have no idea what number we're up to, but it's great to be here.
I'm so glad to be here too, Curry. And I have no idea either, but we're here.
You know what? It's interesting because we rarely talk about the numbers of the podcast, and I feel like we just get so involved in the conversations that we're having that the numbers don't even matter. And for me, that feels strange to even say that out loud, that numbers don't matter. But this is episode number 65, Kim.
No way.
I know. That's 65 weeks of doing this podcast. That's pretty cool.
It blows my mind, Curry Zarb.
Are we headed for 100?
Seems like we're headed there quickly, apparently.
I feel like when you get over number 50, you get to 100 really fast. And then when we get to the 100, we'll get to 150, then 200. It's all happening, Kim.
Is it a downhill slide from here? Is that what you're saying, Curry?
No, we're on the uphill, not in a bad way, in a good way. I feel like we're hitting our stride in this podcast. We're really starting to get, you know, a good direction happening. I feel like the conversations are becoming more and more improved. And I don't know, like we've spent so much time together. It's just like two friends sitting around having a good old natter. But the topics are good, Kim. Just want everyone out there listening to know that Kim is really bringing all of these topics to the table and doing such a great job. And yeah, Curry just turns up and speaks.
That is so not true, Curry Zarb. So not true. And I think here's the thing, we are listening. I think that's an important piece of this whole podcast journey of ours, is listening to what people are asking, listening to what we're being asked, and doing our best to say out loud what we can do to help people get their answers.
That is true, Kim. And today's topic, it's a bit of a fun one, but a bit of a serious one at the same time. We're going to have fun with this, and we hope you do too, because messy versus sloppy, Kim.
Oh my goodness, Curry. So right out of the gate, we got to give credit where credit's due, because Jill Olish, we call her Jillo, she is the one that used the word sloppy. She's spot on. And when we give you the definitions, you'll understand how right she is. But Curry, I think we need to get right into it, because you know how I feel about both of these words.
Well, Kim, we've been playing in messy land for a while. Well, all our lives, let's be honest. And I love Jillo's word of sloppy, because it is that turning point. You know, things can be messy and they will be messy. But when Jill said sloppy, I thought, oh my God, there is the gold between the two. And to what level can we get away with? And I say that word loosely, but what can we get away with in the messy versus sloppy? So Kim, I am passing the baton to you for those definitions.
Curry, thank you. And I'm so excited. Just so you know, you're going to have to keep me reined in on this one. I have believed for a very long time, and still to my middle believe, that messy is beautiful. Messy is when you start something that you don't have all the skills to do, maybe. You don't have all the information to make it really good. So messy is a place of getting started. It's a place that shows progress, but it also shows shows the flaws, because maybe we don't know how to do a certain thing and we start and then we learn how to do whatever it is we need to do, but we started. I think we always need to start before we're ready. I think that that's part of getting stuck in the driveway, and you will not get out of the driveway. You cannot steer a parked car. So if you're sitting in your driveway thinking, oh, I want to do this thing, put it in reverse, y'all, put it in drive, whichever way you're facing, and get out of the driveway. Start messy.
So, Kim, I think you should grab your bucket and I'll grab my boom gate and let's just take a quick little break. What do you think?
Perfect, Carrie. We'll be back in a minute.
This podcast is sponsored by Fire Up Groundwork Brigade Mastermind. Are you an entrepreneur who is focused on making an impact?
But you haven't figured out how to make an income doing it?
We spent years trying to figure out how to do both.
And we realized the business adventure is not a one-size-fits-all. I'm Kim White. I'm the founder and fierce leader of the My Sexy Business team.
And I'm Kerry Zarb, Aussie bucket of swearing sunshine.
But not in this podcast. And she's a brilliant entrepreneur, by the way.
We both understand how it feels to believe we are the only ones who can't figure things out.
So we decided to join forces so we could get in the trenches with you.
We lead a very special mastermind group so you can be confident in strategically implementing
the right things in the right order so that you too can get the best possible results.
We cover a variety of topics based on what you need,
including building a business that you own and doesn't own you.
We even address things like social media strategy and simple tech solutions.
If you would like to meet other entrepreneurs who are living proof of what is possible,
come and join us, and the link is in the show notes. Oh, that's better, Kim. I've opened up the boom gates. Have you got your bucket?
I do, Carrie, I do. Now, where were we, Carrie?
Oh, there it is.
In case anyone doesn't know what that sound was, that was Carrie rewinding.
Thank you, Kim. I'm sure that needed explanation.
So do you have anything, Carrie, messy-wise to add to that definition of messy is what it looks like when you get started?
I do have one thing to add, Kim. So this background, if you're tuning into us on one of the social platforms and can see the video version, it doesn't always look like this. There's plenty of mess behind the scenes. But what you're saying, Kim, is that mess behind the scenes versus it being out loud and up front? Because I think personally, and I've embraced the messy is beautiful because I would rather get started. I would rather have a go. And I want to tap into this podcast for a moment, Kim, because this is one of many of our podcasts that we've both been involved in. And when we started podcasting, we did not know what we were doing. We still are working things out. Like, and that is just a little bit of an example and a little kind of taste of what we mean when we say messy is beautiful, but get started anyway, because we all start somewhere and we all have that option from when we start to just continuously improve as we go and work these things out. And if you don't know, you don't know. None of us know when we start something, and just give it a go.
So, Carrie, I'm going to speak to this. Since you use this as an example, I'm going to speak to this. You have done, I believe the count is either close to or just past 400 episodes, whether it be hosting a podcast, being a guest on a podcast. You have done lots of episodes of podcasts. I look at you and I think, I want to be like you when I grow up because I want to be a great podcaster. And truth is, we didn't know each other in 2018, but we both started in 2018. Like, that was when we got started podcasting. So it's kind of funny that we were parallel for a long time without knowing each other. And then for us to be doing all these things, I don't know how many we've done together, but I think you and I together have probably come close to 250. Like, if my numbers are right, that's a lot of podcast episodes. If you go back and listen to the beginning of any of the podcasts we've done, any of the things when we started, I just want to cringe. Like, it's like, oh, I think I'm going to throw up. Exactly. But you know what? We would not have ever gotten to the first 100 had we not gotten started. So anytime you look at someone who is, you know, 100 episodes in or 1,000 episodes in or whatever they are, remember they started at 02. So you're never going to come out of the gate with your 1,000th episode game, I'm going to call it. You're never going to come out with that when you haven't done one at all. So I love messy simply because it shows somebody's courageous. They put something out there. They are absolutely trying their best to learn something. They're doing something. It shows movement. It shows progress. And Carrie, I'm going to throw this spice into the other side of this. Sloppy is the opposite, I feel like. Sloppy is you know how to do something, but you don't care anymore. Or you're too tired and you really should slow your roll. Or you're doing something without paying attention anymore. And I think sloppy could be that we show up with no A game to the podcast studio, which we've made that commitment to each other and to you listening. We're not going to do that. I took a pause, and let me just be very transparent. I took a pause. Actually, I thought I was in pod fade is what I called it. And then Carrie corrected me for the My Sexy Business podcast. I don't want to have conversations by myself. I don't want to talk at people. That podcast is like short. I think, Carrie, you described it as short and sharp, like very short episodes. But I didn't want to do it that way anymore. So when I paused that podcast, it was because I was becoming sloppy. I was becoming what I didn't want to be. And I know Carrie's giving me a face right now.
I'm giving you looks here, Kim. And sorry, those listening, I am giving Kim looks because I do not believe she became sloppy, peoples. She did not become sloppy. I think it was just time for a change, Kim.
It was time for a pause. Pauses are okay. But I do think that that's the difference. Coming and showing up and knowing you're going to be in the studio and we're going to be having conversations and doing things together. I'm so excited when this rolls on my calendar and I know when we're coming to the thing. Every week we check in and, you know, set our calendars to make sure nothing's changed and all of the things. I'm excited about that. But I can tell you whenever I was fading out of the other podcast, it was, oh, where can I fit this? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to talk about this time. Oh, like it became this struggle thing. And I think that that is just something that we have to look at and say, are we sloppy? Are we doing a bad job of something or a poor job of something based on something that's changed? I'm going to really go out some spice. I don't think you can start something sloppy unless you don't care. I think when you start something, that's generally messy because you don't know what you don't know, like you said. But when you get sloppy, it's based on doing something, either the wrong thing sometimes, doing something too long sometimes, in the wrong way. There's so many variables, Carrie, but sloppy is what it looks like when you question if somebody cares about you, the listener, if we're still staying on the example of podcasting. And we very much care what our listeners think. We care what you think. We're speaking directly to you today that's out there in, you know, the podcatcher land. We are speaking to you. We want you to know we do care about what you have questions about, what you wonder about, and all of that. That's not sloppy, but we don't know all the answers.
And we will be messy. That's right. And Kim, I'm going to put on the listener hat for a moment because I feel like someone may be asking this question right now as they're tuning in and saying, well, how do I know if I'm messy or sloppy? However, I want to kind of kick us off with a bit of an answer to that question because I feel like the way you described it, Kim, was so well done. And I want to add that it's also feeling of I have to do this, not that I want to or I get to. It could be something in your business that's changed. Maybe your calendar's changed. Maybe something's happened that something that used to light you up and used to be something that you put all of your energy into, maybe it's, like you said, Kim, maybe it's not the right thing anymore. Maybe it needs a pause. Maybe it needs a change. And I feel like we have to give ourselves that opportunity to identify that and be okay with it.
I think you're spot on, Carrie, as usual. I think that that's important because the sloppy parts to me, when we're doing something with other humans, that's a not wanting to show up as your best. And I think there's a difference. Like, I think there's a huge difference. You can get yourself run down. Entrepreneurs are notorious for running themselves down. That's not what we're talking about. As far as if you're getting sloppy because you're too tired, stop and rest. Like, we can't say that enough. You've got to take care of yourself as a human. I think the sloppy that I kind of am talking about, Carrie, is the sloppy where you're running so fast you cut detail, or you're running so fast that you're not being meticulous maybe anymore, or you find yourself not doing the things that you did, like you were saying, you did before. So the big caution for me is, if something starts to get sloppy, why? Step back and figure out why. And I really do think that's why I paused the other podcast, was I didn't like doing it by myself. That's not a conversation. So you and I, Carrie, have done like how many bazillion episodes since I paused that podcast. But I love this. This lights me up versus the other did not light me up in the way that it was, because I don't want to just talk at you, the listener. I want to have a conversation and feel like you're getting something out of it.
Well, and Kim, let me add this as well, just in case there's any confusion. You did not pause the other podcast to start this one. It wasn't that immediate flip. You paused that and had probably quite a lot of coffee with that to work out what you were going to do with it. And for the moment, it's on pause. Like, it's still on pause. However, at the same time, I want to recognize that you are a human that loves other humans. So therefore, really, I think it needs to be commended as to how much of that podcast you actually did by yourself, considering your human is with other humans. Do you know what I mean? Again, we just need to stress that it's on pause. It may not be on pause forever. And anything that we do can go on pause and then come off pause or be revamped. Sometimes things need to change to suit us. So there's options that we have. But recognizing that sloppy, which Kim did not have, by the way, recognizing that sloppy is, it's like everything, you know. What did they say, Kim? Admitting you have a problem is the first step to, is that what they say? I don't know if that's the or what, but you know what I mean? Like, just making that identification. And when you were talking before, Kim, about that being sloppy, what came to mind for me is, if you're turning up for something, this can be anything, and you used to prepare for it, maybe there used to be even just half an hour of preparation at some point before the thing, and you're not doing that anymore because, oh, I'll just turn up, I'll wing it, I'll just wing it, and it'll be fine. You know, we'll see what happens. But it needed that preparation and that missing piece to the puzzle. And it could be because you are too busy now. It could simply be that your calendar is exploding, you're running in all directions, you've got too much on your plate. So it's not a criticism, oh, I don't prepare anymore, so I need to stop doing this thing because I've become sloppy. It just might need an adjustment, because it used to be done one way and now it looks like something else.
I love, love, love that you brought this up, because I think a pivot is actually something we should talk about on a future episode, because shifts and pivots keep you from being sloppy. It's the messiness of a shift or a pivot that's still beautiful and sexy and shows progress. It's the sloppy, I don't care anymore, that we have to avoid, I feel like, as entrepreneurs. And that same podcast being on pause, you are right, it's gonna maybe be revived at some point. Like, but right now, that's not the priority. I just got like stats for that. We have one particular episode that has had 407 listeners on one episode of that podcast that we haven't touched in a year and a half. So it's proof of doing something that will live out there. I think all of our podcast episodes, my hope, Carrie, is that every entrepreneur or want to be entrepreneur stumbles across our stuff when they need it. Like, because it's out there living. So even when you start to do something that you have to pause it, remember you're still making an impact with something if it's still living out there. So I feel like you helping me not get all silly, because that's what it would have been to just take that podcast down. Oh, just take it away. That's not what we need to do. When we pause something, just be honest about it, that you're pausing, you're pivoting, you're shifting something, you're doing something. And Carrie, I love that you mentioned that there was a period of time in between, because I believe it was an entire year before we like started podcasting. I think that it was like, maybe it was 6 months, but there was a period of time before we ever did start something else. And I knew immediately when we were having conversations, that was what was missing with the other one. It wasn't that the podcast was bad, and it wasn't that my want to broke or I didn't love it anymore. It was, I didn't want to talk to me anymore. I didn't want to be by myself anymore. I don't like being by myself like that. And you're spot on with the humany. I love people. Like, I'm a people-y people.
And Kim, I think it's worth saying out loud that all of these shifts and changes are okay. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing, if you worry too much about what people will say about you making a change, a pivot, or putting something on pause, we get stuck in that too. So I feel like sometimes our brains can actually influence us to become sloppy, because we think people will say bad things if we change something, or we think people will say bad things about us if we move or shift or change or pause. So therefore, that sloppy can come in by influence of what we think people are going to say. So therefore, we think, oh, I just have to keep doing it. I have to keep doing this thing because people might not be nice to me if I stop or pause or change. Like, do you know what I mean? There's that element out there as well that can get into our little gray cells and trip us up. And then we become sloppy because we have to. The whole have to is, that's a kicker. That is a real kicker.
I love that you brought this up too, Carrie. I feel like I say that all the time. I love that you brought this up, Carrie. I love that you brought this up. I think this is a great example, though, of the whole, how do I put this and not be, got to watch my words carefully. I feel like when you are worried about the people who are going to talk bad about you, you are thinking about the wrong people, because those are never going to be the people that you're the solution for. Those are never going to be your people who are going to come and do great and amazing, impactful things with you. They're the ones that are too busy minding your business to take care of their own business.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our flavor, and we'll say that out loud. We have some, what I'm going to call some meanies amongst us, and they're not amongst us, but they're out there in social media land. They're out there in podcast land, who would rather talk bad about us than address what they're scared of, or what they're not doing, or what they're not taking care of, where they're being sloppy maybe. So I feel like this is a really important piece of what you're saying, Carrie, is when we're worried about other people, think about why you're worried about them. Because if they're not the ones you're serving and helping and supporting, why do we care?
There's a whole nother episode right there, Kim. Why do we care?
Oh, we're thinking this is coming to a BBG studio near you.
It could be. Well, Kim, I think this has been an amazing conversation, and I am addicted now. I feel like I have embedded in my brain messy versus sloppy as my own, to check myself, like on a regular basis. So I think not only are we delivered to the listener, we've delivered to ourselves.
Yay. And spot on, Carrie. I think we need to ask ourselves that all the time. Thank you for asking that question.
Thank you, Kim, for this amazing conversation. We will chat again next week.
Cannot wait, Carrie. Love you.
Thank you for joining Kim and Carrie in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy conversations. And I can't wait to chat with you next week.